अस्तकर्मास्तु धर्मास्तु तदपास्तया ददतानि हयात्मानम् अनिहं हरिश्वरम् प्रह्लाद नारद सेज ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद द फोर प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ एडवांसमेंट इन स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ धर्म अर्थ काम एंड मोक्ष ऑल डिपेंड ऑन द डिस्पोजिशन ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड Therefore, my dear friends, follow in the footsteps of devotees. Without desire, fully depend upon the disposition of the Supreme Lord. Worship Him, the Super Soul, in devotional service. These are words of intelligence. Everyone should know that in every stage of life, we are dependent upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the dharma, religion, which we accept should be that which is recommended by Prahlad Maharaj, Bhagavata Dharma. This is the instruction of Krishna, Sarvadharman, Paritijyo, Mahamekum, Saranam, Braja. To take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna means to act according to the rules and regulations of Bhagavata Dharma, devotional service. As far as economic development is concerned, we should discharge our occupational duties, but fully depend on the lotus feet of the Lord for the results. Karmani eva adhikarasti mam phaleshu tadasana. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. According to one's position, one should perform his duty. But for the results, one should fully depend upon Krishna. Nartam Das Thakur sings that our only desire should be to perform the duties of Krishna consciousness. We should not be misled by the Karma Mimamsa philosophy, which concludes that if we work seriously, the results will come automatically. This is not a fact. The ultimate result depends upon the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In devotional service, therefore, the devotee completely depends upon the Lord and honestly performs his occupational duties. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advised his friends to depend completely on Krishna and worship him in devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj, as one of the Mahajanas, gives very important instruction. What he gives to his demoniac boyfriends, that is for one and all humanity. The Prahlad Maharaj here says, fully depend upon the disposition of the Supreme Lord. Worship Him, the Super Soul, in devotional service, my dear friends. Those who are devotees, those who are Vaishnavas, they know this. And they follow in their life, observe the principle in their life. They are known as Mahajana. So, instruction is that Mahajana Jena-vapasapandha. Follow the footsteps of the Mahajana. This is the best way. Here dharma, religion, which you accept should be that which is recommended by Prahlad Maharaj. Dharman bhagavatam bho tadapya dhrubam dhullabam manusun dhanmam tadapya dhrubam astavam. Prahlad Maharaj says, bhagavat dharma, you should follow the principles of Bhagavata Dharma, the rules and regulations of Bhagavata Dharma, that is devotional service. You understand? This dharma, this word, is not narrow, it is broad, it has a broad sense. You understand? Different meanings of dharma are there. You understand? In Bhagavad Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, you find this. In Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Krishna instructs Arjuna to observe varnashram dharma. It is one varnashram dharma, isn't it? According to varna and ashram, that is the prescribed duty. In that sense, the word dharma is used, prescribed duty. You understand? I should follow it, observe it. You are a kshatriya? Then your duty according to the varna dharma. Yuddhe chapalayanam. Yata dharma subhavana. You have to fight. That is kshatra dharma. This kshatriya's duty. You are a kshatriya. So that is your duty. That is swadharma. Swabhava the dharma is quite natural. According to the predominance of material modes, there are sattva-guna, rajo-guna, tamo-guna, three modes of material nature. And one of these three modes is predominant in an individual person. If sattva-guna predominates in somebody, then naturally he is a brahmana. If rajo-guna, passion predominates in some individual person, naturally he is a kshatriya. You understand? If tamo-guna predominates, naturally it is Sudra. And there is one another that is mixture of Raja and Tama. So that is Vaishya. Therefore, there are four Varna Vibhaga, caste system. Chatu Varnam, Maya Srishtam, Guna Karma Vibhaga. Krishna says this thing in Bhagavad Gita. It has been created by Krishna. According to guna and karma. So one must follow it. That is swabhava, that is quite natural. You cannot change it. The conditioned soul cannot change it. You understand? And one should swasya karmani virata sangabhyatya siddhir vinnati manava. 18th chapter Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, So be situated in your swadharma and thereby you worship Krishna. You understand? The instruction is that the Brahman who is in whom the Sattva-guna is dominating, is natural Brahman, so he should do is prescribed duty for the satisfaction of Krishna. And one is a kshatriya in whom rajo-guna predominates. So he should do his prescribed duty, that means he is to fight. That is only for pleasure of Krishna, as Arjuna did. One is vaishya, krushi-gurakhyabhanijyam vaishya-karma, subhavajam. Vaishajvak is agriculture, economic development, banking, business, crop protection, business, all this. Krushi, Gorakhya, Bhanijam, Vaishajvak, natural. And he should do for the satisfaction of Krishna. And Sudra, his duty is to serve the other parnas. And he should also do his duty. That's what he was there. Atopumhi নিজস্থ বর্ণাশ্রম বিভাগ সুনিশ্চিত সে ধর্ম সংসিদ্ধ হরিপোষণ ভাগবত সংসিদ্ধির হরিপোষণ According to Varna Dharma, or Ashram Dharma, what is your prescribed duty? One should do it for the Hari portion. That means for the satisfaction of Hari. Then that's all right. You understand? This instruction is given in all sastras, in Bhaktivinoda Bhagavata, in Srimad Bhagavatam, essence of all Vedic literature. This is one dharma, is known Varna Ashram Dharma. So different, this dharma, the word dharma is used in a very broad sense. So the specific duties are prescribed for brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya and shudra, and specific duties are for sannyasi, Vanprasthi, Guruastha, and Brahmachari, Asandha. You understand? But Krishna says, Sarvadharmān parityajya māmekam haram. Give up all sorts of religion. This indicates that there are many dharmas, but Krishna speaks of only one dharma, to surrender and believe, isn't it? And that is Bhagavad Dharma. That we say Bhagavad Dharma. It has different names also. Atma Dharma, Jaiva Dharma, Parama Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, Bhagavata Dharma, the same thing. It's only one dharma. But different dharmas, so-called dharmas, the man has created. But Supreme Lord Hari or Krishna has given one dharma. And that is for one and all. You understand? So this Varnashram Dharma, it is for conditioned souls. And if that will be done for the satisfaction of Hari, then ultimately it will be Bhagavad Dharma. You understand? When Krishna says, give up all sorts of religions, that means there are many sorts of religions, isn't it? Yes, we also know it. In Ramayana we find Lord Ram is known as Marjada Purushottam. And Sita Devi, his wife, is a very chaste lady. You understand? And both of them absorb Vedmarjada. You understand Vedmarjada? Vedic rules and regulations. You understand? That is known as Marjada Dharma. And very strictly Lord Ram follows it. And Sita Devi also follows it. You understand? Sita Devi, just lady, she is completely devoted towards her husband. That is dharma of a just lady. You understand? Sotitva dharma, we say. Which name is Sotitva dharma. This dharma is there. That dharma of a just lady, completely devoted to her husband, should not think of any other male portion. In her thought process, it will never take place. You understand? That is dharma of a chaste lady, Sotitva dharma. Patitva dharma. In other words, he says also patitva dharma. Patiprata nari. New man who is devoted to her husband is known as patiprata. Very much devoted to pati. Pati means husband. You understand? Sati nari and pati pratanari. You understand? They are known as chaste ladies or devoted to husband. Sati and pati pratanari. They follow their dharma. And there is a prescribed dharma for them. You understand? And they cannot transgress it. You understand? There are in Shastra we'll find many chaste ladies. You understand? Satis. Patitva dharma nari. You understand? Do you know? What?
Kunti. Gandhari.
Yes, Gandhari. Ahalya Draupadi Kunti. Tara Mandodari Tatha. Ahalya Draupadi Kunti Tara Mandodari. Hai. Pancha Kanya Smaranitya Mahapadava. This is very good. Some saying is like that. Ahalya, the wife of Gautama Rishi. Is it? Ahalya Draupadi, the wife of the five Pandavas. Draupadi has five husbands. Isn't it? She had five husbands. But she became Sati. No one husband. How is it Sati in that book? It's a race. She is devoted to five husbands. You understand? Ahalya Draupadi. Ahalya Draupadi Tara. Tara, the wife of Bali. Isn't it? Bana. Bali. Markat Bana. The brother of Sugriv, isn't it? When Bali was killed, she was kept by Sugriv. So she became Sati. Are you? Ahalya. Draupadi, Tara. Kunti, Ahalya Draupadi, Tara, Kunti, Mandodari, then Kunti, Queen Kunti as you say, is also a chaste lady, but she had many husbands. Vayudev is her husband, so Bhimsen was born. Dharmadev, her husband, so Yudhishthir was born. Indradev was her husband, so Arjuna was born. Then said, Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjuna, then Nakula. They are sons of Madri. You understand?
Karna.
And yes, Karna is also the son of Kunti. That means she accepted Suryadev as her husband, the Karna was. So she became Sati. All this. Do you understand? It's a critical question. Many cannot understand it. You understand? Allah. You know it. Very nice. Ahalya Draupadi Kunti Tara Mandodari, the wife of Rama, great demon. Lord Ram killed him, but then the Mandodari was kept by Vibhishana. She became Sati. Yes, what do you know? Please tell me. Yes, what do you know? Please tell.
That Queen Kunti, she had a benediction to receive see any effect on colon demigod when she would use the test?
Yes, I received a boon from Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni had given her a mala bead. You understand? The chanting on this received a call from demigod, that demigod will come. You understand? Then, yes, then how? Was he a chestnut? That would be a question. Her husband is Pandu. Pandu was her husband. Nah. But she called so many demigods and produced songs. And how did she become Sati? Huh? That's all I said, Benedict. Huh? You want to lose? Why? No. Sati means devoted to husband. You understand? Sati Nari means Nari, woman should be devoted to her husband. This is Sati. Not that benediction that she won't lose. No. Her husband is Pandu. You see? Her husband was Pandu. She must be devoted to Pandu. And she must obey the order of her husband. You understand? That's Sati. How did Kunti become Sati? Pandu had also a cause, isn't it? What is that cause? If Pandu would go happy with a woman or say, oh, and Jiva's soul is controlled, is it obvious? You understand? There's a difference. Krishna is supremely independent, isn't it? Sarvatantra, Sotantra. And Jiva, the soul, is dependent on Krishna. Krishna Paratantra. You understand? You are not said. Krishna awards the result of the work of the living entity. And the living entity enjoys that result. This is the difference. Krishna phaladata, jiva phaladbhokta. These are the difference between Krishna and Jiva. And human beings should know all these things. If he is intelligent, he must always be attached to that super soul or Lord Hari. Dear most for him and be happy, always in that atmosphere and be happy. And what is the way? How can a living entity be attached to the super soul Hari?
Prahlama said in the previous verse,
yes,
by worshipping him in devotional service.
Yes, by worshipping him in devotional service. And Mahaprabhu gave the very easy way, easiest way, by chanting his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Very easiest way. Always stand and think of this name. while you are awake, you chant. When engaged in the work, also chant. You can chant with your mouth, tongue, and engage all your hands, feet, everything in the work of Krishna. Is there any difficulty? No difficulty. No money is required for it, isn't it? No difficulty, it's not so difficult task. Why can't you do these things? Mukhya naam hatme kaam. In your mouth always the name should be there, for his name, and your hands should be engaged in his work. So it is very easy way to be always attached to Krishna. Let the death come at any moment, we are not afraid. You understand? All are very much afraid of death. But such a devotee who is always attached to Krishna by chanting his name or thinking of him, engaged in his work, service, he is not afraid of death. You understand? And Krishna is very, very merciful because he is our dearest object. Krishna is very, very merciful. The Supreme Father, we have his Son, the living entity. In Bhagavad Gita, that is stated, Aham Bija Prada Sarva Joni Sukuntaya Murtaya Sambhavan Cha Tasam Brahma Mahat Joni Aham Bija Prada Gita. Isn't it? I am the seed giving Father. Then his Father, we are sons. The Father is naturally very much affectionate, merciful towards his son. So our Supreme Father is very merciful towards the living entities. Those living entities who have forgotten him, Krishna still showers his mercy upon them. How they can revive their lost relationship, forgotten relationship. Isn't it? How they can come back to him? Krishna is always thinking of them. So Krishna is always there in heart, a super soul, and making arrangements. You understand? Always giving instruction. So, sadhu, sastra, guru. Sastra, guru, atma rupe, apna ke janan. Krishna mor prabhu trata jiver hoi gyan. That is the intertanta. Sastra, Guru, Atma. Krishna always speaks through Sastra, through Guru, spiritual master, and through spirit, super soul, Atma. Always speaks. Oh! Forgotten soul. You have forgotten me. Think of me. You are my eternal. You are my dearmost. I am your dearmost object. You are my eternal part. Think of me. Be attached to me always. You understand? And give so much instruction. Through sastra, through sadhu, through guru. Only instruction. And so merciful that he is always ready to deliver us. It's stated also. Dayaro sagar tumi jibero ishwaro
dayaro sagar tumi jibero ishwaro
armi jnani bahirmukho uddhare tato karma pote jnana pote pothi kode jana
karma pote jnana pote pothi kode jana
taharo dharo lagi tomaro joto
taharo dharo lagi tomaro joto
থয়েগো রাখিল করিয়া দয়ার সাগর তুমি জীবের ঈশ্বর ও লর্ড ওশন অফ মার্সি দয়ার সাগর সাগর মিন্স ওশন অ্যান্ড ইউর জীবের ঈশ্বর ইউর ঈশ্বর ইউর ঈশ্বর প্রভু লর্ড কন্ট্রোলার অফ জীবন কর্মী জ্ঞানী বহির্মুখ উদ্ধারে তৎপর দ্যার আর সম কর্মী দ্যার আর সম জ্ঞানী in this material world. Only those who are bhaktas, devotees, they are very fortunate. You understand? They get Krishna very easily. They will be surely delivered. There is no doubt in it. But those who are karmis and jnani, for them?
No question.
No question. Still, Krishna showers his mercy on karmis and jnani. He's so merciful. Karmi jnani bahir mukha udhare tatpara. He's also merciful. He's also always trying how to deliver them also. The karmis and jnani. Karma pothe, jnana pothe, pothiko je jana, tahara udhar lagi kumar jodha. You understand? The living entities, for treading the path of karma, which is work. You understand? And living entities for treading the path of jnana. And Krishna is also very merciful towards them, how they can be delivered. So what he has done? Now say, pothikar mongol chintiya, গৌণ ভক্তি পথ এক রাখিল করিয়া দ্যাট সুপ্রিম লর্ড মার্সি অল মার্সিফুল লর্ড হরি থিঙ্কিং অফ দে আর বেনিফিট কর্মিজ অ্যান্ড জ্ঞানী হি মেড এ পাথ মেড এ পাথ হোয়াট ইজ দ্যাট গৌণ ভক্তি পথ গৌণ গৌণ মিন্স সেকেন্ডারি secondary bhakti patha. You understand? But principal bhakti patha is sarvadhammanam paityajya mamekam sarvantam. That is for pure devotee. Unalloyed devotee. You understand? They tread that path. That is principal bhakti patha. Main road. That main road. For this karmis and jnanis, Krishna has made another road. A road that is Gauna Patha, secondary road. What is that? That is Varnashram Dharma. You understand? That is Varnashram Dharma. So Dharma has taught in Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? That is for conditioned soul, for karmis and jnanis. Chaturvarnu. Maya system. That's what Krishna said. I have created you.
Mukhya and Guna.
You see, Mukhya means principle. Guna means secondary. Those who have accepted this Mukhya Patha, they are unalloyed devotees. You understand? They never come under this category of Varna and Ashram. They have transcended. That category, Varna and Ashram divisions, they are Vaishnavas. A Vaishnava is never, you cannot say a Vaishnava belongs to a certain caste or certain social order. You understand? No, it's above that. They are another devotees, Vaishnavas. But those are karmis and jnanis for them, that Varna Ashram Dharma is there. But instruction is according to guna and karma, what are you doing and in what place. But Varna or Ashram, you consider for it. You do it for the pleasure of Krishna. You understand? That is Gauna Bhakti Patha Varna Ashram. And by practicing it, gradually then elevated to the principal path, moksha bhava. Gradually they come to it, when their heart will be cleansed by doing this thing, karmarpana. Just offering the results of their karma. That's known as karmarpana. That Bhagavad Gita teaches. So karmani abhirata, sansidhir, labhate nara. So karmana pamudvacha, siddhir vindati mahanava. 18th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, it is stated. So through your work, guna and karma, social division and varna division, as you are, you worship Lord. Through it, Supreme Lord Hari. Then you can achieve the perfection. You understand? That is instruction in Bhagavad Gita. Do you understand now? So that is Gauna Bhakti Patha. Sei sei patikar mangal chintiya Gauna Bhakti Patha eko rakhilo koriya. It's for Varnashram. But those who are our devotees, they are always very dear to the Lord, and they are always chanting, thinking, chanting, and doing japa, His holy name. They are never forgetting Lord Hari, Hari movement only. You understand? They are always busy in such work which satisfies Krishna. Nikira asura bhasthasa jivan mukta saucha. Laukiki vaidiki bhapi jakriya kriyate mune. Hari sevanu kuleva sa bhakti sa karja bhakti nishchata. Karmana manusha gira. Yahardasya harirdasya karmana manusha gira. Nikhilasu yavasthasu jivan mukta sa uchyata. You see, this is Narada Pancharatra. Do you know it? Lord Namdi. You understand? Yardasya Haridasya Karmana Manusagira Nikhilasa Vyavasthasu Jivan Mukta. You understand? In all situations, Karmana Manusagira, by body, by mind, by speech. You understand? By body, by mind, by speech. Karmana Manusa. Gira, by work, is always engaged in the loving service of Krishna. Whatever he does, let it be Vaidika work, Vedic performance, or Laukika, social work, whatever it may be, it is for the pleasure of Krishna. So, in all conditions of life, Nikhilasa Yavasthasu is liberated, though he is in this material. Jivan mukta saucha. That is that. Narada Pancharatra. You understand? And it is also stated too late. Prabhu tumi jive ramam ngalo chinta kuri.
Kali
juge nama sange soyang avatari.
Kali juge nama sange soyang avatari.
Guru dharma prasariyo nama sankirtana.
Sankirtana
Mukha Pate Jiva Pai Krishna. ज्ञान प्रेम धन
मुख्यपते कृष्ण प्रेम
नामे रण नाम संकीर्तन প্রভু তুমি জীবের মঙ্গল চিন্তা করিং গুড অফ দি কন্ডিশন অফ লিভিং কলিযুগ যুগ ধর্ম প্রচারী নাম সংকীর্ত গৌরাং মহাপ্রভু যুগ ধর্ম নাম সংকীর্তন মুখ্য পথে জীব পায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম ইফ ইউ ক্যান chant that holy name offenselessly, you will get Krishna prem. You understand? Thereby you will get Krishna. Namar smaran or nam sankirtan e matra dharma jiva koribe paro. The only dharma in Kali Yuga. Nama smaran, thinking of name and chanting of name. This is the only dharma in this Kali Yuga. Thereby you can get prem, a pencilless chanting and get this. Be happy. What do you say? No hurry. Yes.
So according to what you're saying before, it seems like the whole aim of life is to remember Krishna in time of death. So someone may argue, and I've heard arguments like this, that I'm engaged in personal service and I'm remembering Krishna. So
at the time of death, I can just remember Krishna and then I can go back. At the time of death only. Why shall I always remember Krishna, isn't it?
No, I'm saying I'm remembering Krishna always.
Yes.
And I'm trying to serve and chanting. But what is the necessity of taking the initiation, taking the spiritual master, when all I have to do is remember Krishna, and then at the time of death I go back to the spiritual world?
You see, you cannot do that thing. As you are thinking, it's not so easy. Spiritual master is the manifestation of super soul. You understand? Guru rupe Krishna krupa koren bhakta jane. Krishna is merciful, but he showers his mercy in the form of guru. You cannot get his direct mercy. You understand me? Why? Why not? No question why. They follow around, you understand now from Lord. Guru Rupe Krishna Krupa Karin Bhakta Jane.
I'm just thinking of how to present arguments, and they present these arguments, how to interact with them.
This is the answer. As you are thinking, that's not the fact. You cannot do it always. Maya is very strong, you understand? She will finish all these things in a moment. You cannot render any sort of devotional service in mind. Maya is so strong, you understand? You are not doing, yes, Maya is watching all life. Let me see how far Prahlad is going. You understand? If the movement you are making, further steps in this path, what a thankful Lord! This mass and everything, you cannot chant, you cannot remember. You can render any service. It requires spiritual strength, Baba, mind it. requires spiritual strength. It comes from Krishna through Guru. Then how can you get it? That strength. If you are not strong by that strength, you won't be empowered by Krishna through Guru. You cannot conquer Maya. No. Not possible at all. Understand? This is the answer. Alright? Yes?
This, the feeder upon this, this question.
Then,
is it, Prahlad Maharaj said one verse that so gave instruction to his
demoniac boyfriend.
Therefore, one has to worship the Super Soul in devotional service.
Yes.
That means, and he said, Sutta must see the manifestation of the Super Soul.
Yeah.
So that by devotional service, one has to accept the spiritual master and then act according to his instruction.
Yes.
That means worshiping the Super Soul.
Yes. Yes. Unless you accept the spiritual master, you cannot render any devotional service. That will never be accepted by Krishna. You understand? In a subtle way, you are doing for your own self, for your own pleasure. Not for pleasure. In a subtle way. But outwardly you are saying, no, I am engaged in devotional service. I am pleasing Krishna. How Krishna will be pleased? You don't know. In what work? As Krishna says, you fight Arjuna, then I'll be pleased. If Arjuna will go according to his own whims to retire to the forest and meditate, Krishna will never please the sea. You understand? For law. So, only through the instruction of Guru, because he knows, he is the manifestation of Super Soul. He knows how Krishna will be pleased. And he will be engaged under his direction. Then all right. Not according to your own will.
You sing morning, Yuktasya,
Bhaktansya. Yuktasya, Bhaktansya, Nijunjotopi, in Guru Bhastavaya. We always sing. Yes, right.